Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We are really entering into a new year and God wants new changes in our lives. God does not want us to be stagnant. And so this message today is really challenging us so that God can bless us in this new year. And I want to begin by saying that this will be your best year of blessing yet if you dare to surrender your entire life to God. Now, when you came to Jesus Christ, that's what God had in mind. All of the promises of the Bible have to do with your total surrender to God. You see, God wants to pour his anointing, his blessing, and his favor over your life. However, it will not happen by living the old life of self-indulgence and disobedience to God's word. And there are a lot of people who kind of straddle the fence in their Christian experience. You know, in fact, some of the folks who made it into this new year only made it because of the prayers of others, just truth be told. And so today I want to challenge you that you must dare to change to protect your destiny. Because God has a plan. God planned great success for every single one of us. But that success is conditional upon our seeking him with our entire heart and obeying him. In Jeremiah chapter 29 and 11, it says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good, not for evil. To give you a future filled with hope. And then it says, and in those days when you pray, I will listen. And if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. You see, here, God is saying two things. He's saying, I have a plan for your life. It's a wonderful plan, but you've got to seek my face. You've got to pray. You have got to look to me to find that plan that I have for you. It's not going to drop out of the sky, folks. God is going to reveal the plan as you connect in your relationship with him by reading the Word of God, through praying every single day, by attending church, by reading books that talk about God and his plan and his purpose for your life. God has so much for us this year. But the onus comes on us to pursue God with all of our hearts because he is already saying, I've got the plan. Search for me with all of your heart. I promise you that you will find me. Now, throughout history, God has made promises to individuals about his blessings upon their lives. But just like them, for us, those promises are all conditional. See, please do not ever think that your behavior does not matter in how God is going to bless you, how God is going to fulfill his will, plan, and destiny for your life. You must cooperate with God's plan. You must obey God so that he can do what he has planned to do for you before you were born. And there's so many people who just go in a totally different direction. Yet God is making us a promise today that if you will listen to me, if you will follow me, if you will just search for me, then your life is going to be blessed beyond measure. Now listen to what he said to Solomon, one of the wisest men that ever lived. It was a promise, but again, it was a conditional promise. Now, in 2 Chronicles 7 and 17, God said, as for you, he's speaking to Solomon, if you faithfully follow me as David your father did, obeying all of my commands, my decrees, and my regulations, then I will establish the throne of your destiny. For I made this covenant with your father David when I said, one of your descendants will always rule over Israel. But if you or your descendants abandon me and disobey my commands that I've given to you and begin to serve other gods, then I will uproot the people from this land that I've given to them. I will reject this temple that you have built and that you have made in the honor of my name. So Solomon, for years and years, had prosperity. He was blessed. He was the wisest and one of the richest kings all in history. But one day, something happened to him, and it had to do with his wives. The Bible says that as he got older, he began to give in more and more to his wives. The problem with that was that they came from different countries from all around the world, and they worshiped different gods. And Solomon began to worship other gods. Let me just say this to you folks. You need to understand, when God says not to be unequally yoked together, don't ever think that you being with someone is going to make them better. I'm hanging around them because they may not believe in God, but just from me being around them, it's going to happen. It doesn't always happen that way. Many times, individuals end up influencing you, and you begin to leak, and you begin to go away from God. You become cold. I've seen so many individuals being pulled out of the church, pulled out of their intimacy with God because of their relationships with other people. You would think that it would work that way. My influence on your life is going to make it better. Only if God designed for it to be that way. But when we get into emotional relationships, especially emotional relationships, it does not work out that way. It becomes a test of your faith in God. It becomes a temptation of whether you are going to serve God 100% or go in their direction. And this is what happened to Solomon. He began making the different idols of their gods. And the Bible says he began to worship, believe it or not, their gods. And as a result of that, God split his kingdom, leaving him with much less. In fact, God wanted to pull the whole thing away from him. He said, but for the sake of David, your father, I'm going to leave you with two parts of the kingdom. See, folks, nothing is guaranteed. Your blessings in 2019 are going to be conditional upon your obedience to God. Now, in 2 Chronicles 26:3, there was another man. His name was Uzziah. He was a king. And once again, we're talking about conditional blessings. Look at the person next to you and say, every blessing God has for you in 2019 is conditional upon your obedience. Guys, this is so important what I'm telling you here. We're starting at the beginning of the year, and this is the message the Lord is speaking to me, because he does not want you to suffer loss in any area of your life. He wants you to have the right understanding in this relationship between you and him. And that is, your blessings come because you love me, you serve me, and you obey me. And without that, you will suffer loss. It may begin well, but that relationship will tell the tale of how your life will go. The Bible says Uriah was 16 years old when he became the king. He reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem. He goes on to say, and he did what was right in the sight of God, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah the prophet, who had understanding and visions and dreams. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as you seek the Lord and obey him, you will prosper. If you find yourself not prospering, you need to rebuke the devil. I said, you need to rebuke the devil, because he's the one who is attacking you. Because as long as you seek the Lord, God promises you will prosper. Now, some of you, I'm going to say it again. You need to rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell him to get out of your life, get out of your finances, get out of your health. Because if I'm seeking the Lord, the Bible promises that I should prosper in Jesus' name. Come on, repeat after me. Say, because I seek the Lord, I will prosper. I will prosper. In the name of Jesus, this is my year. Give God a hand of praise if you believe that. This is your year. You will prosper. But you will also be tempted by the devil to pursue your personal desires. He wants you to forget about God's divine plan. He wants you to get into your own thing. You know, it's my thing. Do what I want to do. You can't tell me who to sock it to. You have got to remember your life was given to you by God. That's why you were born. There is a divine purpose stamped on your life. Don't try to do your own thing. Don't go beyond the limits of where God is leading you and guide. The Bible says that we are to ask for his direction in all that we do, and he shall direct our paths. It's so important for us to understand that our lives don't belong to us. They really belong to God. And as long as we obey him, we shall have total success. The Bible said Uzziah's fame spread far and wide, for the Lord gave him marvelous help. And he became very powerful. But when he had become powerful, he also became proud, which led to his downfall. Please hear me. As we are entering into a new year, every blessing is conditional. I mean, this man was blessed beyond measure. In fact, God even allowed him to reign as king for 52 years. Think about that. He allowed pride to come into his life where he says, I don't have to listen to God. I can do things my way. You have to dare to change your lifestyle and your behavior, folks. You've got to do it. This is the year to do it. Don't think that God's mercy is going to continue to extend to you when you're walking in disobedience. In Deuteronomy chapter 11 and 26, it says, look, today I'm giving you a choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but you will be cursed if you reject the commandments of the Lord your God and turn away from him. When you disobey God, God is saying in this word, it's like you're turning your back on God. He's saying, this is the way I want you to live through my word. And you're saying, no, I'm not going to do that. It's like you're turning your back on God. It will not go well for you if you do that.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here and how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God wants you to believe him for more blessing in your life than you've ever had before. We just sang the song. Your ladder will be greater than the first. In Job 8 and 7, it says, though you started with little, you will end with much. God always begins by giving us a few things, but he will increase the things he's given you with more blessings through obedience and through your faithfulness. Listen to what it says in Matthew 25 and 21. You are faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. We have to remember that God provides wisdom and advice for our success through his word. In Joshua chapter 1 and 7 and 8, it says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you'll be careful to do everything that's written in it. For then you will be prosperous and have good success. Don't believe the devil's lies. Well, he tells you that, okay, you can get ahead by doing some shady business, by lying, by cheating, by not being honest. Don't believe the devil. God can prosper you under every circumstance. And, you know, many times it's going to look like, you know what, if I will just do this, then I can be promoted. I can go here. I can have these things. I'm here to tell you today that you can be promoted and blessed in any circumstance that you're going through in your life. Whatever your job position is, you can be blessed right there. Whatever is happening in your life right now, no matter how difficult it seems, you can be blessed right there. In fact, Joseph, he was blessed. He was a blessed man, even though he was a slave. Listen to what it says in Genesis 39 and 1. Joseph had been taken down to Egypt as a slave and served Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh. But the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. How do you become a prosperous person as a slave? Simple. Just have God with you. Just obey God. It doesn't matter what your position is. If God is with you, it's only a matter of time before you're going to receive a promotion. You're going to receive a raise. That's for somebody this year. Don't bail out on that company because it seems like it's taking too long. God directs us to places of blessing. God directs us to places of growth. God directs us to places where he nurtures us to get ready for the destiny that he has waiting for us. Now, I want to say something that first group of verses that we read together, I want to address that. And the fact that I want to address is that you've got to leave your past behind. You've got to leave your past behind. And people have difficulty with this. And yet God says you have to do it. Jesus himself had difficulty when he came into this world because he was bringing the fulfillment of God's revelation to man. And for years, the law of Moses is what the religious people went by. And so when Jesus came in and began to teach and to establish God's full revelation, many times he got pushback from the religious people. Why? Because they thought he had come to abolish the law. Jesus had come to bring change. And yet he got pushback because many times people just want to stay where they are. They don't, look, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Let's just keep on acting the way we did. Let's just keep on behaving the way we have in the past. Let's just keep on moving forward in that way. Jesus had to tell them through the revelation of God. He said, don't think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy it, but to fulfill it. And let me just give you one example of that. Jesus said, you've heard in the commandments where it says, you shall not commit adultery. But I say unto you, even when a person looks at a woman with lust, he's already committed adultery with her in his heart. Then he goes on to say, and if your eye, even your good eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out, throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. Now, he wasn't suggesting that you take your eyeball out. He was just showing you the importance of throwing things out of your life, getting things out of your life that could prevent you from making heaven, prevent you from fulfilling God's divine purpose for your life. He goes on to say, and if your hand, even your stronger hand, causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown in hell. This is very, very drastic speech the Lord is giving here. He's really emphasizing to us, folks, look, if you got a problem, you better get rid of it. Because it's better for you to get rid of that problem than to spend eternity in hell. Now, as we enter into this new year, God does not want you to be deceived. He doesn't want you to be deceived by sloppy agape, messages that really don't deal with your disobedience, your compromise, and your sin. See, folks, listen, we have to dare to change. We have to fulfill our purpose and destiny because that is really the reason that we're here. You know what? We're living in a time today where holy living and sanctification is hardly even talked about in church. A sanctification, it means separation from worldly behavior. It means dedication to God and to his service. It means to be morally pure in the way we live today. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and 14, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. In other words, we can't maintain our old lifestyles of drinking, smoking weed, drugs, cussing, immorality, lying, gossiping, and thinking that it's not going to affect our life with God and if we're going to make heaven or not. I could have gone on and on with more things, but I think you got the point. In Hebrews 12 and 1, it says, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin which so easily besets us. You know the things that you're weak to in your life. You know the things that cause you to do things that are disobedient to God. You have to separate yourself from being exposed to those things, to being exposed to those people. God expects you to do that. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We have to look to God to help us. Look, none of us are perfect. None of us can make it without the help of the Holy Spirit. But the Bible tells us that with the hope of the help of the Holy Spirit, that we can render those desires in our body to be like dead, like they don't even have power over us anymore. And so God will help you if you look to the Lord. You may need to do some praying and fasting as well. And the other thing that I said in the beginning, listen, disassociate yourself with those things that cause you to fall.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's program is part one of Dare Change for Your Destiny. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I'm so glad for this opportunity to be able to pray with you. I don't know your needs, but God certainly knows them. So let's pray together. Father, we ask that you would bless every individual in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Father, you are a God of blessing. You know the needs of the people today.
We believe you today in the name of your precious son, Jesus, to meet every need. And we thank you for it in his name. Let's say amen. Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you and keep listening.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR. Right here on Bible and School Radio. 90-